Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Keeping it going. That's what Kentucky Vineyard Society President Lowell Land of Madison County says a recent ag development grant will do for the state's grape and wine industry. The State Ag Development Board approved $515,000 for the Viticulture Extension and Research Program, which includes funding for a viticulture specialist and enologist and related technicians.
Well, I don't know exactly how you would measure that, but there are key advisors to the entire industry, both from the grape growing standpoint and from the wineries. We have probably 160-something growers, and we have over 65 wineries now. And without those people, it would be really tough for us to continue to grow the program the way it's been growing.
In fact, he had a program specialist helping him that day with new pruning techniques on his crop. He says the quality of Kentucky's end product has continued to improve.
We have some wonderful wines out there on the market, and Kentucky wineries are constantly winning gold medals and the best of class competition at some of the largest, most prestigious competitions in the United States, as well as international competition.
And we'll head into the break with this ag trivia fact that the Kentucky Vineyard Society, he says, is the oldest in the nation, founded in 1792. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
In Madison County, just off I-75, Lowell Land operates acres of land, a farm, roadside market, a winery, and even a restaurant, which he's developed into quite a successful agritourism stop. And he says operations like his, with tasting rooms and direct sales, avoid those middlemen.
Without a doubt, the most profitable place to sell your wine is out of your tasting room. And of course, that tasting room is the attraction for the tourism part of it. And so we have a lot of people now that's visiting wineries. My own particular winery, I've had people sign my guest register from all 50 states and 27 foreign countries. So there's no question that the wineries in Kentucky work hand in hand with tourism.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.